Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
The book of Revelation is easily the most fascinating book in the Bible. It gives a detailed description of the future, and everyone is interested in what's going to happen to them after death.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church, and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Today, Pastor continues our study of the book of Revelation with a part of a message called Understanding End Times in Our Times.
We went over to the international market. It was very packed and very crowded, and there's no parking on the whole island of Oahu, basically. On an evening around Waikiki, and those of you that have been there know that. So I went around the back side of the international market, and I said, honey, why don't you run in and get whatever you need to get? I'll just wait outside. And there was this dark parking, underground parking area, the Aqua Wave. So I kind of wedged my little van in between the folds of a couple of cars and just sat there. And I had some reading to get caught up in, so everybody was happy. So I turn my little light on, and then I look up, and I realize I'm on the back side of the restaurant row of the international market. And I'm literally looking into the back door of four different restaurants. And so that caught my attention, and easily getting distracted anyway. I'm watching these four different cooks as they are doing their business on the back side of the kitchen as they're putting food on the front tables of their restaurants. Cold coolers, hot stoves, buckets, mops, raw food, cooked food, pots, pans, stainless steel, counters, trash cans full of garbage. All of it in this kitchens, plural. And every one of those cooks had little different styles. I was very fascinated by watching each one of those and how they operated. And they were all putting out food, but some cooks were standing there, some were cooking, some were eating, some were cooking and eating. I don't think some of these restaurants you really want to go into, actually. So I'm watching all of this and reading through Revelation, actually, as I did a number of times before getting to last week. And I hope you had a chance to get through Revelation. 3 chapters a day, 9 minutes a day, you get through Revelation once a week. I encourage you to do it. And that's what I was doing. And as I'm watching this and reading Revelation, the parallel in my mind very simply is that as I'm looking at the backside, the real activities going on in the kitchen, preparing food in the front side, is really what you have in the book of Revelation, where you're getting a sneak peek in the backside of what's happening. It's prophetic, it's history pre-recorded. These are events that God knows are going to happen, and so we have to wait till they unfold so we can call them history, but God, in the providential view and the sovereign view of mankind, already knows these are things happening, so I'm going to give you a sneak peek what's going to happen, what's happening in four different views, actually, so that you will be prepared to know this is what's going to be put out on the platter. It's like what is being cooking by God. God's cooking up a lot of awesome things. The view of God's kitchen in heaven and God's kitchen on earth and God's kitchen as it happens is a view from hell itself and really Satan's own kitchen that he's thinking none of this is going to happen, and I've got my own plans and agendas, and I'm going to make it all happen. Satan himself reads the same book that you read. He doesn't believe it. And so I'd like to today just look ahead a little bit, and again, we're not going to be able to get an in-depth study of every verse, but I'd like to give to you very simply what I see to be the view of chapter 2 and 3, really chapter 1, 2, and 3, and the roadmap, very simply, with two questions today. And then the application for us today and where we fit in all of it. So if you have a pen, I'd encourage you to take a few notes, because as one author said, the book of Revelation is easily the most fascinating book in the Bible. It gives a detailed description of the future, and everyone is interested in what's going to happen to them, their loved ones, after death. What's going to happen in the people of the earth, and what the future holds for this planet. And so Revelation answers these questions. The fact is, this book not only answers questions unknowable from any other source, but besides all that, it informs us that it is about Christ. Listen to me. Satan doesn't want you to read this. He's going to get you convinced, and I believe he has a lot of people convinced this is too complicated of a book. It's too hard. There's all kinds of controversy about, is this going to happen, that can happen. So, you know, there's enough other Bible to read that you got to figure out anyway. Why mess with this book? Well, the fact is, God says, remember Revelation chapter 1, you're blessed if you read this. You'll be happy. Because as a Christian, a child of God, as these believers were in the day of John, they were getting very discouraged. And really what he's saying very simply here is in Revelation 1:17, when it says, he saw him, I fell at his feet, John saw who he saw, and it really was Christ. He says, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the first and the last. I'm the one that's living and was dead, and behold, now I'm alive. In other words, the resurrection is what gave him, notice in verse 18, it gave him that ability to state that I have the keys of hell and of death. I'm the one that can say who's coming in and going out, and it is through me. And so on the power and authority that Jesus spoke to John, that you find him stating in verse 19, very simply, the outline of the book of Revelation. Let me answer two questions. One of them is, how are you going to view the book of Revelation? That is, in other words, your interpretation. I've got to be a little bit cerebral here and academic, but I've got to give this to you, because if you don't get this right, you're not going to get the rest of Revelation, which is why you have all kinds of views thrown out there about what's going to happen in the future. I would hasten to say in the front end of this, I'm not the expert, and I don't propose to be. I want to give you what I think are facts, and then we can work off of that. But I want you to understand, you have to have basically the right view. You've got to start with the right ingredients. It's kind of like the old preacher that said, you can't make a good omelet out of bad eggs. You can't make good fenadenny out of bad vinegar, which would be more close to home. You got to start with the right ingredients in order to come up with the right conclusion. Does this make sense to you? Now, there are four basic views. You pick up any conservative commentary, they will give you these four terms. Let me give them to you because I want to educate you today. Number one, you can look at this, interpreting Revelation, as what we would call a preterist. And very simply, what that means is you're believing that the events of Revelation, everything that happened, is going to be fulfilled beginning and then ending at AD 70 with the destruction of Jerusalem by Rome. Some of you that know history know that in 70 AD, Rome came in and they were going to squelch the Jewish rebellion, which is what they did. They came in and they destroyed all of Jerusalem, specifically the Temple Mount. It was destroyed, it was torn apart, and literally every stone was taken apart because the Roman soldiers were told, hey, any gold you get is yours. So man, that motivated them. And today you can see the very stones that are being torn apart. That's the event of Matthew 24 that Jesus said, sitting on the Mount of Olives, all this is going to happen. But when you take that view and say the whole book of Revelation was fulfilled in AD 70, the difficulty is you're missing the element that he didn't appear at that occasion. So it can't be that. Number two view is the word historicist. And basically what that is, you're viewing the book of Revelation as an overview of church history, and you're describing various times of persecution, tribulation, and you're allegorizing all of Revelation and saying all of Revelation has already been completed, so we're ushering in the millennium. Earth is going to get better and better. And if you start with those eggs, you're going to have a bad omelet. Third word, put the word idealist. In other words, they are interpreting Revelation symbolically, basically a non-literal depiction of the battles between God and satanic forces of evil. And it's not historical, it's not prophetic. You just reduce it to a collection of myths designed to convey spiritual truth. And all of those would be the opposite of what, look at Revelation 1:3. Do you remember us when we read this? This is what he said, that blessed is he that readeth and that hear the words of this prophecy. It's prophecy. He's not saying it's allegorical. In other words, you're taking concrete events and you're spiritualizing all of it, and it just represents things, and they say the whole book is like that. These first three views, that's what they do. That gets a little technical, but it's important to know that if you view Revelation from those three views, you're going to end up coming out with a bad omelet, bad fenadenny, and you're going to get sick. So the last way, and this is the way we're viewing Revelation, is what we would call futurist. You understand Revelation chapter 4 through 22 as a prophetic account of actual future events, specifically focused on the end of the age. The view is the natural result of a straightforward reading of the book. And Bible believers, conservative theologians, historically have looked at Revelation like this. So this is our approach. This is how we're putting together our eggs, and I think it's accurate. I think that's how God wants us to look at Revelation. And the reason I say that is, if you don't get it right, it'll get you all messed up. I'll give you an illustration of this. Look at Revelation chapter 1. We read it last week. Verse 1. What does it say in verse 1? Revelation of Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about. Christians were discouraged, and is Jesus ever going to come back? And it had been about 30 years, 35 years. People that got saved in their 30s are now in their 60s, 65, almost 70, and they're thinking, I mean, I saw Jesus, and I heard about him, and I came to him as my Savior, and he said he's coming back. And here's what John says. Notice, which God gave unto him, John, to show unto his servants things which must, what's your word there in your Bible? Shortly. Now, it might have other, some of you have other translations and other versions, but the idea is shortly or quickly. And it's the word that we get, tachos or tachometer. It's an instrument that basically is giving you the start or giving you the events happening. And I wrote in my Bible, the action will be quickly happening. And it's not that it's sudden, like it's immediate, it's just imminent. And he says, once these events start happening, they're going to happen very quickly. But people read that and think, well, look, I mean, John said it shortly, and it's been 2,000 years, and that's not what he meant. He's just saying when these events happen, they're going to take off and they're going to happen very quickly.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Heron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.